UNLV removes rebel statue in wake of protests. By Warner Todd Houston on June 17, 2020. The University of Nevada, Las Vegas, UNLV, has bowed to pressure from woke activists and removed its Hareb statue from its prominent position at their school. The statue, donated to UNLV in 2007, sat in front of Richard Tam Alumni Center until Tuesday when it was removed by school officials fearful over accusations of racism. Nevada Current writer Michael Lyle reported on the removal in a Twitter post. UNLV President Marta Mayana explained that the removal was discussed with the donor. In recent conversations with the donor, we mutually agreed it was best to remove the statue and return it, Mayana said via email. Over the past few months, I have had discussions with multiple individuals and stakeholder groups from campus and the community on how best the university can move forward given recent events throughout our nation. That includes the future of our mascot. But while uninformed critics of the school's rebels nickname and the Hareb mascot claim that both the name and the symbol are racist, and based on the Civil War era Confederacy, the facts speak to the opposite. Indeed, even the director of the school's African American Studies program did a detailed study of the history of the school's name and mascots back in 2015 and discovered that the Confederacy had literally nothing to do with UNLV's imagery aside from the basic concept of rebelling against something. The school's nickname, Rebels, had nothing whatever to do with the South or the Confederacy, but instead was a jab at the University of Nevada from which UNLV was rebelling and hoping to separate from in the late 1960s. UNLV wanted to become fully independent from the University of Nevada, but local politicians were throwing wrenches into the plans. Hence the Rebels nickname was adopted. Confederate flag symbols were adopted merely to reflect the idea that they were rebels, not in celebration of the South or the doomed Confederacy. Further, the Hareb mascot was an earlier attempt to PC the school's mascot. Previous to Hareb, the mascot was Beauregard the Wolf. School officials felt the mascot was problematic because Beauregard is the name of a Confederate general and the mascot was festooned with a Confederate flag. Consequently, the original mascot was done away with, and Hareb was introduced in 1983. Once again, neither mascot had anything to do with the Confederacy directly, and Hareb was divorced entirely from any CSA imagery. Calling the school's name and mascot racist and assuming it is in homage to the Confederate States of America is based on a lie. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston.